Hello, bitches. It's the 503 podcast. We're back again. It's your boy, Pretty Boy Hassid, on the mic today with.
That's kind of rude, man. Bitches.
Yeah, this is AJ.
We don't call audiences bitches.
Fuck them bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Everest. That was the foolish Hassid. Yeah.
I know what time it is. Let's get into this.
It's the 503 podcast. Still, you know.
Second.
COVID-19 making shit boring.
Second recording. Let's
quarantine vibes. Episode 1, season 1. Let's get it started.
Yes, sir.
The quarantine. How you guys feel about that? How you guys feel about being indoors?
I'm loving this lifestyle, fam. This is what I always dreamed for.
Really?
Away from people, away from civilization, away from just the environment in total. It's like cleansing.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
3 months ago, no one ever thought this shit was going to happen. Like, it's crazy. Like, this shit affected the whole world. Like,
the whole change, yeah, true.
It affected everyone's plans. Even plans they weren't even thinking it was gonna affect. It affected even
no cap.
You know what I mean? Like, actually crazy.
That's facts. I was planning on traveling out to Mexico sometime this year, but that's not gonna happen.
You're gonna have to choose still.
Yeah. Yeah, but what were you thinking about Miami? What were we gonna do in Miami?
I had flights booked already. You know? It's actually fucking up a lot of shit. But everyone is going through it, so it's kind of like, it's not just you that's getting fucked in the ass, like everyone is.
So everyone's fucked.
So you like that group orgy, like everybody getting the fucked in the ass type of.
What is this guy saying, man?
Do 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 do. What
the fuck? We're talking about COVID-19, man. This is real talk. This guy's talking about group orgy in the ass.
Fuck. I got an email. I think day before yesterday that graduation got canceled.
Yeah. It postponed, isn't it?
Same thing.
No, not the same thing. I mean, there's still a chance you guys can still graduate.
Well, for me, it's canceled.
Actual ceremony and, you know, walk. And everyone's like, hey, AJ.
If it's not happening.
What are the points of those ceremonies, though? What's the point of because most of the students don't want to go for that anyway. So what's the point of it?
Like, personally, and what I think, and I think you guys would testify as well, like, I think it's more of like a celebration for other people, not really yourself. Like, seeing your family, like, because everyone's parents look forward to the graduation more than themselves. So it's like, I think it's more of like seeing your parents happy and just to catch a vibe.
Facts. It's more of I mean, that's what most people think, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of people still like the graduation experience. It's a sign of accomplishment for them. But I'll say, like, most people, like you, obviously, they see it as there's no reason, but I still feel like there's a lot of people that still like, you know, the walk. It gives them a sense of
like pride, still
pride, achievement.
And if you're one of those motherfuckers, fuck you. just to let you know.
I mean, if you got like on the honor roll.
If you got on the honor roll, it's not a bad idea. Yeah. Well, to be honest, I feel like the ceremony doesn't have any. There's no use. Basically, you're just yelling out people's names and having people clap for them.
Coming out, yeah.
At the same time, they can always get a degree, do that at home.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just saying that there are people out there that would like, you know, that walk, that sense of pride and achievement. Like, it's not really me. Like, I don't really care for it, but I still feel like I still see the joy in people when they walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what do you think that sense of pride and achievement? What do you think that's from? Do you think that's in comparison to other people doing worse than them, or do you think it's just because realistically, if you still got a degree, it doesn't matter whether it comes through the mail. As long as you put in work, if you got your honors, you got your honors. You don't. It doesn't matter what anybody else gets. So that sense of pride and achievement is still there regardless. So what's the point of seeing other people?
For me, yeah. If I graduated with like honors, yeah, like top, like maybe my GPA was like a 90, I'd have really wanted to go for the graduation, but coming out with a regular degree.
Why would you want to go if you were at 90?
Because I worked hard, like sleepless nights, like, and for like brain boxes, they really enjoyed that kind of or I feel like I would have wanted to, like, go celebrate on stage, that kind of stuff. But for me, I'm really sad just because, like, for graduation, I wanted to order this shattered black board Jordans, orange and black, and wear them on graduation.
It's a drip thing, eh?
Yeah, I want to go there and splash on these niggas, fam.
Yeah. But one of the big things about the cancellations with the corona, and it's basically affecting everybody's job except my job, bro. For some reason, my job is deemed essential, which makes no sense. They only want essential businesses running, but they have a rental car company running. They have fucking just dumb stores open for no reason.
Yeah, I saw Dollarama became an essential store. So all Dollarama workers are very important personnels.
Yeah.
To the society.
No, how important is McDonald's?
McDonald's closed down.
No.
I'm just talking about like COVID-19. Like what do you guys think the aftermath? Like what do you guys think is gonna happen? Like, what do you guys think the aftermath is for this pandemic? Like what's your end game? Like what are you thinking? Like, what do you guys think is gonna happen?
Realistically, I think everything is gonna bounce back to normal. Niggas, yeah, eventually, are gonna be niggas.
True.
Bitches are still gonna be bitches. Hoes are gonna be hoes. Realistically,
the streets are gonna open back.
They're gonna be open again. Back to business. Nothing's really gonna change. Only thing that might change, I think, is some companies realizing they don't need to be open.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
I think that's gonna be the biggest change.
Yeah, because even when it comes to like the stock market and how the stock market crashed for a little bit, and there was kind of an economic downturn, I feel like the government's still not gonna fix it. Most of the problems we already have now are problems that existed back in 2008, before then as well. But the government's never really gonna fix the core problems. All they're gonna do is give us some temporary fix. Obviously, right now they're funding the large companies. Companies' stock prices is going back up, which is good to see. I'm hoping they fall again so I can buy again. But at the same time, I don't think anything primarily is going to change except companies realizing they could save some of the costs that they have by just having people work from home.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nah, a lot of shit is going to change. Definitely. A lot of shit is going to change. Because no one expected this to happen. Like, no one was expecting for an epidemic to happen.
So, like, the change you're talking about, is it good change or bad change?
It's good, and I feel it's going to be bad. And how long is this change going to happen? Because...
What change, though?
Yo. Okay, let's say, like, after, you know, now the world is going to focus on another pandemic. You know what I mean?
Why? Why would they focus on that?
Because this one happened, and we weren't, like, equipped. To tackle it.
Yeah, that's true. But China was equipped. There was just a couple countries that were not equipped. Italy, obviously, not equipped. Spain, not. North America, not really equipped. But China was pretty good. The way they handled the situation was pretty good. So maybe not the world, but some countries.
Well, I just read that in an article that China had, you know, 14% that were tested negative and not positive. Countries are complaining about China's test kits being dysfunctional. So are they really equipped, though?
Well, the pandemic is obviously not something you can predict. You can't predict a virus obviously emerging. You can't predict a specific virus emerging. So obviously, if you can't predict a virus emerging specifically, then you wouldn't be able to tackle that virus specifically. But the fact that they're able to come up with a help kit and a safety kit, they're able to control it and the manner and the speed that they control it in, the fact that they have equipment for their staffs and doctors. There's photos online of their staff and their doctors having proper equipment and proper, just basically being able to handle it in a more efficient way than they do in the States. If you see some photos of people in the States, the doctors, they have garbage bags on their body, bro. Garbage bags. So they're not, obviously, America wasn't equipped to handle the volume and just the stress, but they are. So just, they're better prepared.
I still disagree with that because China, there are four countries that have bought in kits from China have all proven to be dysfunctional. And China is like actually getting reports of people testing positive again. Like, a pandemic is what the world should have been ready for. Okay, look at after 2001. Look at what happened, 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how much was put into counter-terror, for terrorism. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Fight against terrorism and look how like much the was, awareness
you know
increased.
I mean?
Yeah.
Look how much was put in after that. So just imagine how much we put in to fight, like, epidemiology. Yeah, like, to fight against diseases.
Yeah.
even Bill Gates said in one article that the world wasn't ready for a pandemic, and it shows now. Like, yo, couldn't do shit. Like, it's fucked up. So I feel like after this, like, a lot of research will go into, okay, how are we going to tackle the next pandemic?
Because the next pandemic will come up.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the next pandemic will be good because we'll be able to tackle it better.
But I feel like we on Earth, like this civilization, has done a good job with like being able to move past the next pandemic. Because like pandemics have always, not just pandemics like as a virus,
yeah,
but like things that have killed a lot of people. We keep things keep killing people and we still keep bouncing back. So I think, just like what Hasid said, there's going to be a quick bounce back once this COVID-19 like subsidizes a bit.
Yo, but we haven't seen one like this though. The one that actually attacked the economy and the healthcare system in every country like this.
I characterize this virus similar to like the Holocaust.
Mm.
Where like even if Hitler was killing people or Hitler's regime, they were killing Jewish people. They believed the Jewish people had like a lower self, lower immune system. They were not strong enough.
Mm.
And this virus is kind of doing the same thing, killing people with low immune, with a poorer immune system. So I see the similarities there. And if we bounce back from Holocaust, if we bounce back from Ebola, SARS, all that, we're going to bounce back from this.
And that was like a method that the UK was trying, like what you just said, the UK was trying to use that method, which is, it's called like herd immunity. So that's basically,
what's that?
So it's basically, okay, let everyone contact it until the virus has no host to attack
again.
It.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's going to claim, obviously,
a lot
like,
of lives,
people would die. But that's like, so like, should we go through that route to like, allow the virus just, you know, because that's like the quickest route,
yeah. But
that's the route that's going to cost
like
the
deadliest route. Yeah.
I think the UK is dumb for that, just because there's no reason to do that. There's two approaches you could take. The one approach would be try and save as much people as you can. The other approach would be just let people die. So what do you mean?
Vaccine.
Yeah, that's the first approach, which is try and save as much people as you can. The UK wanted to approach it in a way where they let the people who have the lower immunity, the older people who have health problems already, let them basically pass away, which is not what they wanted. They could maybe be trying to eradicate just hosts, and if everyone has it, whatever. I honestly don't understand the strategy they were going for. I think it's stupid to let a bunch of people die when you have funding. You're the government. Yeah. You could always try and save. Even if you save one person, it's worth whatever money you're gonna spend, because why not? You know what I mean? What else are you gonna do with the funds?
I'm gonna go on the side of UK here, because the virus apparently is like, I don't know how to pronounce the word, somebody help me pronounce that. Pronounce that for me real quick.
I know it's weird that they don't have symptoms. Like
asymptomatic.
So the virus, regardless, is going to be in people, and they're not going to show any symptoms, but they are going to be able to transfer the virus.
Yeah.
So regardless, like, everyone's in quotes going to get it, or is prone to getting it.
That's entirely fair. But I'm saying, if everybody does get it, the whole point of having a government is to be able to protect the people.
To protect the people.
That's
true.
The whole point of the government. If
that's facts.
We have a situation where everybody's going to get it, that's entirely fine. A certain percentage of people are going to die. But if we're able to have the government create some funds, do some research, and be able to save 100 people, 1,000 people, whatever the amount is, it's the whole point of why we have a government. Whereas they're supposed to protect us from war. They're supposed to protect us from diseases. They're supposed to basically protect us from
It's their job, yeah.
It's their job. So if they're not doing that, then they're failing as a government. There's no point of having a government if something happens. They're like, oop, everybody's by themselves. Everybody got to hustle and everybody got to live.
Then I
might as well just be my own government. You know what I mean?
Because
there's no point of having a government at that point. But I will, regardless, I feel like we should always also kind of keep the government on a leash, because what they're doing, some people might think this is a conspiracy theory, but I feel like the government's also using this to kind of exercise a certain amount of power that they have, which is basically controlling in a way. because now they're trying to, like, even when Trudeau gave the speech, he was talking about, they basically threatened Canadians. They said,
yeah, putting people prison time and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. They said, if you are not going to stay by the social distancing rules, and basically you have free will to do it, if you're not going to do that, they're going to enforce it on you. So how are they going to enforce it? They're going to take away some of your rights. So basically, when you think about stuff like that, also you have to kind of realize the government is kind of the bad guy as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
I doubt though. It's a matter of protecting life. Like, if people are not going to do the basic thing, which is social distancing, then
yeah, they're civic duties.
Yeah, come on. You have to enforce something.
They're not necessarily civic duties. I think about it like this. The same thing where the government has the right to kind of protect the one person or protect the two people. If I decide I want to go outside and contract the virus and die, that's my business. You know what I mean?
But nobody
has the right to tell me you can't contract that
virus. But let's not forget yourself. That when you get the virus, you're going to pass it to people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of putting other people in danger.
It depends. If I'm going to contract the virus and I stay by myself and I self-isolate.
You're not going to get the virus then self-isolate.
Why not?
Like, you're going to go that's seek help.
But that's what people are already doing right now.
They get the virus and go self-isolate?
Yeah.
Anyone that gets the virus, 90% of the time, is going to pass the virus to one person at least. One person at least gets the virus from you. So you not obeying the government and being exercising your civic duties to protect other citizens puts everybody in danger.
Yeah, as long as you decide. Oh yeah, obviously you can decide what you want to do with your life, but if you put someone else in danger
yeah,
then it doesn't make
sense. You could drive drunk, like, you know, but what I mean? You're gonna kill someone by mistake.
You can drive drunk, but don't just drive drunk, yeah, exactly, and kill someone, because that doesn't make sense. That's gonna, yeah, you know. But yeah, like, even when we said that we think that this is gonna bounce back, like, yo, what's gonna happen? Okay, let's say this shit clears out in a month.
Yeah, definitely not a month.
Okay, let's just say, like, in a perfect scenario, the shit goes out in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Countries are still not going to open their borders.
Yeah.
We can't just say, hey, kids, go to school.
Facts.
We can't let churches open. Like, shit is going to be like this for a minute. Like, that's what I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it can get, like, one person to bring it back again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, this shit is fucked up. This shit is fucked up.
I see this going up until maybe like September, November, fam.
No, I don't. I think maybe like longest it'll take might be maybe August. Obviously, I could be wrong, but I think if magically does occur in the next month, I think everything go back to normal in maybe 2 months. Because if they find a cure, then what's anybody afraid of? It's like having a cold. Sure, yeah. If you have a cold, then I could take a pill for it. Then why won't businesses open up? Everybody go to church. If you get it, you just pop a pill. You know what I mean? It doesn't... Nobody would be scared to do anything else. You could send back your kids to school. Schools are meant to open in April anyway. So if anything's happening, then why wouldn't it happen? You know? Borders could be opened immediately. They were closed immediately. They could still be opened immediately. It's the same. Just have the people who are already laid off just go back to work. It's pretty easy.
But like a vaccine, the earliest vaccine can be made for this shit is like 18 months, bro. That's like over a year. Before that, we can't just risk everyone goes back and start from ground zero again, know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. But all I know is that, yo, Cabana Pool Bar, you know, I'm still there, fam.
July 1st, August 1st, catch me at the pool bar.
Catch me at Cabana still. Yo, are they going to cancel Cabana? They cancel it?
I don't really... Yeah, go I for Caravana much.
I think they said they put a hold on the Caravana.
Caravana, right?
Yeah, they put a hold on it still. But realistically, if that doesn't happen, we have to find a flex for summer. Because summertime is kind of quiet now, bro.
Yeah.
Everything's on hold. Like, what are we going to do for summer? Summer doesn't look like it's a move. If you guys are listening, you guys have any moves, just reply, shoot us an email. You know,
most people are self-isolating this summer, so.
That's true. That's sad.
Yo, I have a question now.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys are doing first day out of quarantine. I want to know what you guys are doing first day, because I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing? Tell me.
I know who I'm going to see, and I know what I'm going to do.
All right, so he's going to his girl's house.
No. I know who I'm going to see.
Oh, okay.
And I know what exactly I'm getting. the first day out of quarantine.
I don't get it. Explain.
I don't know how to explain. You know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. So, I said, what's the first thing you're doing out of quarantine?
Shorty. Out of quarantine? Honestly, nigga, I've never been in quarantine. I still got to work.
That's true.
I still do everything I normally do. Like, nothing different. Except, like, if we get released and it's a weekend, we're getting lit. We're getting pretty lit. You know what I mean? But except from that, bro, I've been living normal, honestly. This shit never really affected me. Like, I still go grocery shopping on a regular day like I do. Only thing is maybe gym and, like, some of the classes I take. But except from that, it's not really crazy, bro. I still work. If I didn't work, bro, I'd be happy as fuck. But, like, nothing really changed, bro. What about you?
I don't know what the first thing I'm going to do out of quarantine would be, but God knows I really want to play soccer. I really miss running around, press resisting, soccer, you know.
You got to say press resisting.
Giving the passes out.
Yo, you just like a sweaty man, eh?
The fuck? That was just random.
I mean, technically, yeah, because, like, when I play soccer, there'd be bare sweaty mans. Yeah, so, exactly. So technically, I just miss soccer a lot. I miss watching soccer so much. I miss...
Oh, man. NBA season back?
I don't even watch NBA much, but I miss the NBA. I miss LeBron. I miss LeBron driving down the island. You know.
Trust.
You know
trust.
What he does.
This guy said driving down the island. Driving down the lane.
The lane, my bad, man. I don't watch the sport, fam. I have a question for you guys. You can't take part in this because... You're not isolated, but Ev, what's the best part of the isolation for you?
Man. It's just like the ability to just rest and just think. Because people feel like it's a very tricky situation because isolation can really help you evolve.
Yeah, they say it brings out the creativity in you. It can. I mean, clearly it did.
It can, but it's, at the same time, isolation can make you a different person. You know, I can make you lazy than you were before.
True, yeah.
It's a very fine line. So you have to, like, have that self-motivation within you, like, to motivate yourself every day to make your day productive. I would say when you wake up, you're just right. How can I make today in isolation productive? Right, like 10 things you have to do today. Like, that's what I'll say. Because isolation can make... I feel for a lot of people that have anxiety... and have, like, compulsive disorder or whatever it is, you know? Because this is going to be hard for them, man. You know what I mean? Like, so I'll say that's for me. Yeah, that's how I took my isolation, man. Working from home is amazing, bro. I've been telling my work, like, yo, like, you know I can work from home? Like, this is the first time I taught them. Like, this is the first time I've ever heard someone at work say, you're sick? Oh, work from home. I'm not even joking, bro. This is the first time I've heard that. And that's why I think this epidemic is going to change a lot of shit, bro.
Once the quarantine is done, everything goes back to normal and, like, your employer tells you, you have to start working from home.
From the office.
Do you think you'd want to tell him? Or, like, what would be your approach for that? Because I know you prefer working from home.
I'm like, are you stupid? Come on, you're gonna save money, and you don't need to open. You don't need to have an office. You're gonna save money, and we're working from home. Like, it would be a no-brainer if they actually make me work from the office again. That's kind of dumb. I'd be so pissed.
F picking extra hours. He's never done that before. He worked from home. Never done that picking before. Extra hours. That's
I'm
crazy.
I'm home. I'm comfy. Like.
He could walk naked. It's cool.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be having my cup of tea. I'll be working. Just boxers on. You know?
I'm not going to lie. I like to play devil's advocate, but I know a bunch of companies are going to have people come back and work from the office, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because they love to micromanage. You know what I mean? They love to actually watch you work. So that way they know you're being effective. And if that happens, hey, it is what it is. You gotta make your paper. But Ev, I noticed one thing you said about self-isolation, bro. I noticed you sounded motivated. How do you stay motivated? Who you listen to?
So I listen to this guy. It's called David Goggins. You guys should go check him out. Is this guy in the army? Oh my God, he's the definition of a man, bro. Like, the definition of a man. This
what?
Guy is crazy. This guy said what? Yo, go watch him. David Goggins.
What does he do?
He used to be in the army.
Now he just speaks.
No, he used to be a Navy SEAL. This nigga was—he's hard, bro. He just had a hard life. Like, his story growing up is just insane. But he's a beast right now, man. He's just He's just he.
So like, exactly what does he do? Like, does he like motivational speak or?
Well, he does everything still. Like, he still does runs. He still does competitions.
Oh, okay.
He holds the world record for the most pull-ups. I think he has another world record as well. But like, he's a beast, man. Like, he's just like a definition of like a beast. The word beast, this guy defines the word beast, bro. His mindset is crazy. Like, he talks about how he's David Goggins, but the moment he gets into a, like, he wants to do something he doesn't think he can do, he turns into a different person. Like, you know, you've seen that movie Split, eh? But Ev, you've seen that movie, obviously. It seems like he just basically becomes another person, bro. And he just becomes a fucking beast. And he just crushes whatever the fuck is in his way, bro. The guy's a hustler.
I see why they're like 5-10 dumbbells in your nigga's house now.
Yeah.
Yo, niggas listening to monsters, trying to look like monsters.
If you guys want to get motivated for something, go listen to David Goggins. It does a trick. Trust me. Stay hard. Stay hard. Yo, you know what I was thinking, though? How about people that have birthdays this coming up right now?
Yo. I'm loving this so much because I know bare girls born around this period, yeah, and they're just locked up at home, so nobody's expecting no gift.
Bear girls, eh?
Bear girl,
that's
them.
Facts.
Nobody expecting no gift.
Does that mean they're expecting more gifts?
Nah. We isolated. Nah. Everywhere closed.
Nah, definitely.
Everywhere closed. And I'm not even coming to see no one. No one should go see anyone because you need 14 days for your symptoms to start kicking in. I don't know how long.
Facts.
So, everyone stay far away from each other. Somebody asked me to come to Toronto. Why would I leave Windsor where the case is one? To go to Toronto where the case is like 50.
600, bro.
What are you trying to do to me, fam?
Maybe we're trying to wife you up.
That's cap.
But another question, though. Let's say if you're a significant other, your girlfriend has...
Yeah, I got to get the virus.
Coronavirus.
Got to.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you got to. You got to take care of your partner.
What if you die from it?
Man, if I die, I die. But I don't see how I'll be in a relationship with someone and I know she got the virus and I would isolate from her. Yeah, I feel like that's even the moment she needs me the most. So, I'll have to be there for her. I'll probably wear a mask all through. Mm. But, like, I'll definitely expose myself to the virus.
It's a sweet man still. Yo, you guys holla at AJ. Sure. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind a killer virus contracting killer virus.
Cancers and virgos get at me.
Yeah, that's one of the things. One of my boys is telling me, man. If you're gonna die from this virus, then it's your time to die. You know what I mean?
It's your time.
If you don't die from the virus, the car is probably gonna hit you. You know what I mean? Regardless, it's your time. It's your time. Mother Nature is just taking out the people she thinks need to go out.
It's crazy.
Hey, it's.
I feel the most fucked up thing about it is. The fact that it kills people that have weak immune systems.
Yeah. It seems like, bro, almost it feels like Mother Nature is actually trying to take out the people who she thinks.
Yeah, that's why it says like the Holocaust.
Yeah, it almost is. But like Mother Nature's controlling it.
Yeah.
It's almost fucked up.
How do we know it's Mother Nature? That virus could have been.
Man-made.
Like, there are bare conspiracy theories about it. Some
people are saying it's man-made too. Yeah. But I don't think I buy it, bro. Has there been any like virus in history that was made by a man?
Oh, we don't know about any, but like in in shows like I watch Blacklist.
People can make can make viruses for people.
Yeah, they save it like
that's
make it
thing?
They make it grow worse, like they make it mutate and all that mumbo jumbo, then release it to the air. I watch Blacklist, so like there are a couple of episodes where people talk about people creating viruses and putting it out there for the masses to get harmed.
Oh shit.
To that, like, fucked up people like that.
I didn't know people could actually make that shit.
Yeah.
But that's fucked up. But I don't know. Personally, I don't believe in that. That's kind of too deep. But I think at the same time, if it was man-made, then someone's deciding to wipe away all the poor people and all the people with low immune system.
Really so sad. And sorry, I forgot what I wanted to say. I lost my train of thought.
Nah, that's blessed though. So biggest thing. What are you guys working on right now?
Working on
my hustles. just trying to be creative in any way possible, I guess. Starting from this podcast, Ev sent me some clips on how to
make t-shirts.
To like make graphic t-shirts on your own.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, them do-it-yourself graphic t-shirt. Yeah.
Was that the one with the random see-through?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I don't even know what it's called. Not four paper. Yeah, my bad.
I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, the see-through paper. So. Yeah. You guys that don't know anything about that, you go check that out. That's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. The saran wraps and print out a photo. Yeah,
just,
that's a pretty
just iron it on a shirt. So
yeah.
I wanna try that out soon. I actually saw it like earlier this year. I wanted to do it right away, but I didn't have there's like an extra paper you need to put it down. So I'm describing it here, because this is audio, so like I can't really describe it, but like you put a paper on it and iron it down.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the paper, so that's been on hold. But once I find the paper, you know, put some graphics, you know, put your picture on a shirt for myself, you know.
Yo, did anyone feel like they were getting their shit together right before this virus happened?
No.
Not gonna lie, no, on this side still.
Really?
No. I feel like the virus even came not at the right time, because I was not even doing anything in the first place. So it's like the same mood for me, but I feel like it just like looking at it from other people's perspective, it kind of slowed everybody's pace down.
Yeah, I feel like 2020 wasn't what the year expected it to be. I feel like 2020 is still gonna be awesome. It's still gonna be good, like going down or going further into the future. But at the same time, as of right now, the way it started, bro, it's kind of sketch still. I feel like somebody pissed off 2020.
I feel like you just spoke for the whole world, because I've seen like a million tweets about how the year just
it did
kaboom.
It's hella shady. It's hella disastrous right now. It definitely came at a bad time for me, man. Like a bad time, but at the same time, you know, God knows.
Fuck yeah.
So you know what I mean. Definitely.
I think the most thing for me was I'd been getting like going for interviews, just making sure I keep getting interviews like week in, week out. And like now it's like all on pause, like nobody's hiring, nobody's even trying to sit down for no interviews because ain't nobody trying to get that Rona. So it's
that's facts though. But this nigga just mentioned God knows. Like I believe in God, like I'm a Christian too, but sometimes I be having some of the thoughts I know some of you guys had when this nigga said that thing. Realistically, if God knows, then why did he let it happen? You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, well, why is Corona happening if there's a God that can stop it?
So for me, what I'm going to what I think on that, because for those of you that don't know me, like I don't believe in like religion, but I do believe in God, and my idea of God is like an intelligent design. So like so there's a supernatural power out there that controls or may not be able to control what goes on Earth. And there's a piece of information I learned somewhere that God is like a mother. So how a mom sees it is, or how it plays up with God is our mom watching us play, for example, like two kids playing. The mom is not going to come and stop the kids from playing until someone gets hurt. So like the mom is just seated watching until like is about to get real fucked up, then the mom goes to intervene. So it's similar with God, or my belief with God is kind of similar. So God knows what's going on. I believe he's seeing everything going on.
But there's a lot of people dying right now.
A lot of people have been dying from the start of the earth. Somebody just died right now. Somebody just got born right now. So I feel like God is, if there's really a God, or with my own understanding of God, he or she or they just watching right now, and when it's time for him to help out, he'll come through.
Yeah, while you were talking about that too, I was just thinking like human beings have a flawed way of kind of like perceiving things. Like when I said, why is he letting people die? I also thought to myself, like, Who said death is a bad thing?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Just because we feel like it's the end of a story,
yeah,
we don't know if it's the beginning of another story. Sure, but at the same time, you always kind of attribute like death as just equal bad. But at the same time, yeah, it might not be in like a superior being's eyes. You know what I mean? So yeah, at the same time, it might not be that specifically. But what about the situations where people are suffering? You know, they don't die, but they suffer and like they go through stuff. Like, what do you think about those type of situations?
To be very, very honest, I don't think I even have a tangible answer for that. I just think in everybody's lifetime, everybody, I don't want to say gets what they deserve, but whatever circumstance they find themselves in is a circumstance they are always going to be able to control. I don't think there's any situation you're going to find yourself in that you're not going to be able to overcome or like come out from happy.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's so deep. So I think regardless of their situation right now, in the next life they could die, come back as a very wealthy person. The next life they could come back as, you know, like they might not come back in the same situation they were here in. So that's why I think on like the struggles we face on earth, we are always going to be able to overcome it. Nothing is too big for us.
Yeah, I always find that crazy. Like the human beings' ability to kind of like adapt to situations.
Yeah.
So like if there's anything you think you can't overcome that you're going through right now, just realize that God didn't put that in front of you because he thinks you're going to get beaten by it. Nah, nigga, yeah, you have the strength to overcome that shit.
He knows you're going to overcome it. So just lock in and you're going to overcome it.
Yeah. That happened to me a couple years ago when I used to ask those questions, you know. That kind of led me to, it just led me somewhere I didn't like, you know what I mean? And my bro really told me something about his journey and what I should do in situations like that. It's just like, you know, trust what God is doing. And once you have that satisfaction that, you know, God has laid out the best plan for you, then you shouldn't really be worried about stuff that you would question, you know what I mean? So I just trust that God is doing the right thing. I just trust that he has the best path for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what we should be living. But yeah, man. COVID-19 shit.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
COVID-19 have niggas turning into pastors over here.
It's literally like,
this is Pastor
Good morning. Before it's like, hey, good morning. The weather today is gonna be sunny. You know, when is it gonna get? It's gonna be foggy. Now it's like, good morning, COVID-19. And today, you know, 6,000 deaths in Japan. This is like, yo, every single day, bro.
We just keep seeing the numbers rising and rising and rising.
Yeah, man. I feel like this is one of those staple times in history where they're always gonna talk about, and we're living through it, and it's like it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, looking forward to the next 20 years, they're going to be talking about that year where the market crashed and there was a pandemic around the world and shit like that. Like, we're actually living a time in history that's going to be marked down and talked about for the next couple, 20, 50 years going forward, man.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy about it in a way. We get to live through history, you know what I mean?
Shit, man. Look at fucking... Even Chatham has 2 cases. I mean, how many cases does Chatham have? I think Windsor has 3 cases. How many cases does Chatham have?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I stopped keeping count.
Well, honestly, man, when is there a fuck? We're in isolation, but like, yo, trust, this city is always in isolation. You know what I mean? This city is dead anyway.
Niggas in this city been in isolation since 2015.
Facts.
You've been on 5-year isolation out here.
Facts. People be like, yo, We haven't been out since. I'm like, yo, where do you go to usually though? Like, where do you go to usually though? Like, boom 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 boom, close fam. Like, there's nothing to do in Windsor. Like, we've legit been in isolation for a decade. I haven't been here in a decade.
That's nah, we haven't been here for a decade, but we've been here for a minute still. Do you guys ever plan on moving? Like, actually, scratch that. What's the city, if you're allowed to move in the world, that you move to and why?
The city.
City in the world is a good question. I never really thought of that.
That's a really, really good question. Just out of my head, real quick. This is probably not my first.
I'm going to. Where's the red district?
Sorry?
The red district for the prostitutes? Where's prostitution?
What?
Where's prostitution?
Legal?
The fuck, nigga? But if you want that, you gotta go You gotta go to Bangkok.
Who mans is
isn't
this?
Isn't that Germany?
No. Bangkok? That's Thailand. India, fam. Or Thailand.
No? I think it's Holland or something.
Bangkok?
Is it legal in Bangkok?
I don't know if it's legal in Bangkok, but everybody do it in Bangkok.
I'm
the
Bangkok too. Wait, is it cheap?
I don't know.
It's Thailand, right?
Yeah.
It's probably it's gonna be cheap, eh?
Yeah.
So how much like?
Yeah, true. One of my boys actually told me about Thailand and the prostitution level there. Actually, like in December, there was this guy that moved close to Bello's house. I've forgotten his name. He's the one that gave me this book, Developing Consciousness. It was actually in his house. I took the book.
Damn.
But yeah, he was telling us about Thailand and how the prostitution there was just like first day in club, like girls coming up to him begging.
Damn. So how much you think for a hooker though?
He said it was cheap.
Conversion, $10.
Nah, I didn't ask him for conversion rate because like I wasn't too deep in that convo. It
probably ends up being like $5, bro.
On God,
like, literally like $5.
$5 for like how many minutes?
I mean, however long.
Shit, I don't know how it goes. I have no experience with prostitution. I don't know how it goes, man. Like, do you fucking? How does it go? Do you like?
Yeah,
do you put out the money? But like, yo, 2 hours for like, how are the rates? I need answers.
How does it fucking go? I wish I could.
I don't know.
I wish I could help you with the answers.
Now, Hassan, you got some experience, right?
Yeah, let me tell you how it works, innit? All you gotta do is slide in. When you slide in, you gotta act like a man. Otherwise, they're gonna rob you. Like Cardi B said, bro, they try and get you unconscious and rob you. So first thing you gotta do is stay awake.
Well, Cardi B's a stripper, though.
Cardi B still sleep with you and rob you. She been said that, bro. She been said it.
Facts. That's true, though. Yeah, the bitch is trying to rob you when you sleep. Fuck.
People are nah, stupid, but...
man.
Nah, but...
if a hooker robs you, that would be the like the lowest point ever if a hooker robs.
I mean, not really, fam. Like,
yeah.
You pay her, you have sex,
yeah,
you fall asleep, she rubs you. That's just the
That is something I do to like a white as a black man, a black smart man who's been in the streets. I don't think
this ain't got nothing to do with black man.
Would outsmart me, you know what I mean?
Not outsmart.
I can see that happening to like an old white guy who.
So are you saying you can't get set up? Is that what you're saying?
I can't get drugged by a hooker.
No, not even drugged, robbed, set up.
How would I get robbed by a hooker?
So like.
If I'm not drugged, or okay, unless she's holding a gun, though.
So let me tell you, yeah, exactly. That's getting robbed. So you pull up with a hooker, yeah.
Yeah.
You're sleeping downstairs. She leaves the door open. She tells me and Hassid, "Yo, pull up." He's sleeping. We come up. We wake you up. Yo, we're about to rob you. You're awake. She's there. We rob you. We dip.
Okay, I guess I have no chance with that.
Exactly.
But at the same time, though, you'd be really stupid.
Yeah, it would be sad, especially if you have a girl.
It'd be sad though.
Especially if you have a girl.
I'm not gonna do anything on a hooker. If I have a girl, I'm not even gonna do anything on a hooker. Even if I don't have a girl, you know what I mean?
Word.
I can get a girl.
Yeah, he got the game.
I got the game. You call me.
Full disclaimer: nobody here got hookers. But hey, if any hookers out there trying to slide through, you can slide through to some of these niggas. I'm cuffed, so don't talk to me.
Yeah, fuck Hassid. Fuck this nigga. Actually, fuck everyone in isolation right now with their girl having the best time of their lives.
I feel that's even that. I don't want to be locked up with my girl like this period, fam.
Honestly, it can lead to a lot of like, breakups. Eh? I feel like most couples don't even spend this much time with you. They're like,
and now they're locked up.
They'll be like, this is who I'm cuffed with,
bro.
This is who. It's my girlfriend. People out here never know who the girlfriend is. Really. You know what I mean?
Now you're isolated with her 7 days a week. Now you have to look at her. You have to tell her all the lies.
Yeah, didn't they say the rate of divorce was expected to skyrocket because of
In Italy.
Yeah, facts.
In Italy it went up because in where does Mikel Obi play?
Again. Turkey.
In Turkey. They didn't want to stop the football there,
yeah,
because the divorce rate would go up if they stopped football. So that was their argument to try to fight with the federation to tell the federation to keep allowing them play soccer, just because of the divorce rate. So it's pretty serious in Turkey.
Mm.
That was wild. I'd like to go to Turkey. Talking about places I want to go to, I heard Istanbul is really nice.
Yo, there was a question that Hassid told me. some time ago. He was like, yo, do you think girls date you for the benefits, or they actually date you because they like you? Or do they just date you for the benefits of dating you? You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna lie, I always had an answer to that. I always feel like people date you for a reason. They date you for the benefits of dating you. Because otherwise, what's the point of dating you? Like, the whole point of having people, and that's why when people say you use people, people have used that terminology, I don't really find it as a bad thing if somebody says that to somebody. Because otherwise, you're useless. If you're not being used, you're useless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if someone's dating you, then they're dating you because they think they can get certain things out of
it. I don't think that's really a bad thing. It's if they're just strictly using you, no feelings involved. Like, if I'm dating a girl, I'm kind of using her.
Yeah, exactly. Both of you guys are getting something out of it. So both of you guys are being useful. You know what I mean? So both of you guys are getting something out of it. If you're not getting anything out of it, then it's a bad transaction because you're losing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what I was thinking, though? I was thinking, oh, so people are actually out there who just date, but they don't like the person. They kind of just fake it just for the benefits of having that someone, you know, to always go back to, you know.
Yeah.
Some people might not just like you, but they want someone to just be always there.
Like, to feel their ego sometimes, eh?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's for another day, though.
Yeah, those people, I think, already have a low self-esteem. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, the person who they think they're using is also using them back. Because for you to be in that type of relationship, the person has to be needy. You know what I mean? If you realize somebody's using you and you choose to stay, it's because you're needy. So you're getting something out of it too, because you're desperate and you're getting your desperation answered. You know what I mean? So at the same time, it is what it is.
But what would you say to someone? Sorry for cutting you short. What would you say to someone that like actually likes their partner? Yeah, and the partner is just using them, and the other person like seriously is in love.
Yeah, but
and he knows she's using him, but like, because he's in love, he's not he's not trying to see it, but unconsciously, obviously, he has to like blind that out of his face because he's in love.
I feel like as long as you can tell someone, like, both of them in that situation are being, it's a toxic relationship. But why toxic relationships last for so long generally, because both of the people are getting something out of that relationship. So if a guy really likes a girl, but he knows this girl's probably cheating and she's doing the next thing, but he's still staying with her, it might be because he thinks if he leaves that relationship, he might not be getting like pussy or something like that. So he might stay in that relationship because what he thinks he's getting is pussy, or he thinks he's getting a wife, or he thinks he's getting this. And the girl's keeping the guy because she always wants to have a relationship. She doesn't want to be the single friend or whatever the situation is. So in that situation, both of them are still using each other, but it's just obviously one person seems to be benefiting a bit more than the other person. So that's why it's toxic. But at the same time, everybody's still winning on some level.
To be honest, I feel like anyone that stays in a toxic relationship, like anyone that feels that their partner is toxic for them, they know it, but they still stay, is because they think they can change the person. You know what I mean? They think they can be that person to change his or her behavior. And that's why they kind of have that false sense of thinking that they stay so long in that relationship. Because it's kind of like, oh, I'm the chosen one. I'm someone that can actually change this person and change what he does, and change why he's so toxic. And that's what many people do in just relationship. Like, for me, that's why I feel like, you know, and it's more of your subconscious doing it for them. It's not even they're actually doing it consciously, but you're just thinking, oh my God, I can actually change this guy. I can actually change this girl and see her for, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're just stupid though.
So has any of you guys been in a toxic relationship?
I've never really been in a toxic relationship. Like, all my relationships have been pretty good, and because of different reasons, but not really necessarily anyone toxic. Nothing like that made me feel a certain way, like I needed to run away from somebody or something like that. Not necessarily toxic. Maybe something close to it, but not really toxic. What about you, Ev?
Nah, no toxic. No toxic shit around here.
Word.
Nah, bro. No toxic shit. Everyone knows I'm a king.
No, it might not be because of you,
Yeah, I know.
She could be toxic.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with any toxic girl. I feel like I have a toxic girl repellent. All toxic girls clear.
No, like, I feel like for me, in anyway, it's more a case of if I see it's going to be a toxic situation, I leave. I've been in situations where I've interacted with people I think could be a problem. But every time I notice it could be a problem, I just step out. Because I don't have time to interact with you if you're going to be a problem. And second of all, there's a billion options. Like, I just choose another one.
Yeah, I definitely have that toxic eye catcher.
Repellent.
I can catch a toxic girlfriend.
I've kind of been in a toxic relationship, yeah. Yeah, but I didn't, like, we didn't even date to start with.
Shit, when was that? Situation?
Yeah, kind of like a situationship, yeah. I kind of liked her. I know for sure she liked me, yeah. But the issue I had was now looking back at it, obviously, like, in the moment then, like, I just thought this was a crazy person. She was, like, not acting like a normal human being. But when, like, the years passed by, like, 3 years down the line, and, like, me and her get to talk again, yeah, I realized that, like, she might have been going through, mental issues. She was going through, like, mental shit, yeah? Yeah, she wasn't herself.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I should call that, like, a toxic situation or call her a toxic person, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think any sane person would act the way she acted in, like, during that time frame. So,
yeah.
Sometimes toxicity. I don't know how to pronounce a lot of words. Like, I'm
he said from, toxicity.
I'm originally from Benue State in Nigeria.
He said,
yeah.
Toxicity.
We don't speak English, so English is not my first language.
Yeah.
I just came across English, so I can't pronounce a lot of words well. But
facts.
I thought, like, it might have been toxic, but I'll give her the benefit of the doubt just because, like, I know she was, and maybe I added to the mental issues as well, but she wasn't just herself. So,
shit, that's a popo. We're trying to enact social distancing, but yeah, I have a good question. You know what? So, obviously, there are guys that have a certain type of girl they're into. So, what can we really, like, fault guys that are into, you know, girls with, you know, the lighter shade of color? You know, light skinned girls over dark skinned girls. You know, people get slated for dark skinned men.
Yeah.
You know, liking light skinned girls over dark skinned girls. Like, what do you guys think?
Hey, to be honest, I feel like nobody should be pissed off at a preference. If a person likes a certain type of people, he likes a certain type of people, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are.
No cap.
If you don't feel comfortable in your skin, that's all you. But at the same time, it's like, you guys also have to realize it's people who like darker skinned as well. So there's always two sides to the story. Mm-hmm. I always fuck with, like, you guys already know all my girlfriends been dark. Like, they've been all dark skinned, and I love that shit. Like, I love dating dark skinned women. And, like, it is what it is. But at the same time, no one's ever gonna make me feel like shit for it, because that's what's expected of me. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if it's not what's expected of you, like, to be fair, like, I could date whoever. It doesn't really matter skin tone, but I prefer dark skinned women. But no one's gonna say anything about it, because that's what they expect. The moment you do something they don't expect is when you get problems, because society likes conforming, and if you're not conforming, then it's a problem.
Like, for me though, yeah, like, same as a preference. But what I hate though is when you kind of, like, if you date a white girl or a girl with a lighter skin and you prefer that, but you do that while putting the girl with the dark skin
I think those
people are bitches.
Yeah, the real issue is when you start putting people down.
Yeah, when you guys start comparing, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Actually, don't make sense. Like, could a black fucking posted a picture?
Kodak crazy, fam.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know why people do that, though. Like, why would they compare, like, people from people? Because, like, there's a lot of ugly white bitches. There's a lot of ugly black bitches. But there's also a lot of pretty black bitches and a lot of pretty white bitches. Like, if you bring a white girl and you brag about her, a next nigga could also brag about a dark skin girl. So I don't know why those niggas who brag about white bitches on the TL do that shit. Like, what are you trying to do? I don't get it.
You know what I don't like though, is when you start thinking of the kids you're gonna make, like, mixed race. Oh shit, we're gonna get mixed race kids. I've actually heard people.
You don't like
this.
That?
Yo.
Because I know I've said that to you before.
Yo, I'm not going to think of mixed race kids.
Are you subbing me in front of me?
and that's the reason why I'll marry a girl. Because we're going to make mixed race curly haired children. Like, no, not bad. That should trips me off. I get like height, you know. You don't want to make short kids, so I wouldn't. I mean, if I was short, I would marry a short girl.
That's fair.
So, but like,
I know. I've told you,
mixed race, dude. Come on, like, who thinks of shit?
Let me break
it. Marry this girl because, you know, we're gonna make curly hair children.
Let me break it down to you, the AJ way. I know shit. I've told you for sure that I would like a mixed kid.
Yeah, why?
I am trying to eradicate racism from the surface of the planet. Hence, sleeping with white women to create mixed babies.
That's one way to put it.
So that's my excuse in that. I love black girls. Definitely, I want black kids as well. But I want mixed kids as well.
So you're gonna marry a white woman. So what would Dr. Umar say to you?
We ain't saying nothing about Mari. We ain't saying nothing about Mari.
To help eradicate racism.
Yeah, I want to help eradicate racism the best possible way I could. Like, it's just my own. It's just me trying to pay homage to society. Just trying to help our community. You get me? Just trying to get racism out of here.
I never understood that shit though. Like, to be honest, I mean, your point about racism.
Like, you know, like coily hair.
But some people I've met though, they've been like, "Ever, you see that curly hair? Oh my god!" They're like, "If I don't marry a white girl, I'm gonna be a bastard." And it's simply because of the fetish of having a mixed kid. It's like what the hell?
Thinking back to my time in high school in Nigeria. Yeah. Mixed overall, like in society, I feel like mixed kids get a lot of benefits. I mean, I don't think it's like
maybe not mixed. You mean like lighter skin, eh?
Yeah.
Because my sister looks white, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I know what you mean.
Okay,
like,
light skin.
I used to see that. Yeah. My sister literally looks white.
I feel like light skin in general. Like light skinned black people, mixed people, they get a lot of benefits. And just like thinking way back to like Nigeria when I was in high school, not even thinking of like the recent ones now that I experienced now.
Yeah.
Back then we had this mixed kid. He wasn't even mixed like that, fam. He was like Chinese Nigerian, and he never used to cut his hair. Mm. Like I remember, I got punished on the basketball court because I had full hair.
Damn.
They cut my hair with scissors, me and a couple of my boys. And like, there's this mixed kid, full hair.
That's deep.
And like, no one ever told him to cut his hair. So like, that you could see the privilege. Not just white privilege. We have mixed kid privilege. We have light skin privilege. We also have black privilege as well. So.
Maybe your mom's been telling you, oh, like, use this cream so you don't get too dark.
My mom never told me that.
My mom told me that. Or maybe because she's light skinned. I don't even know. You know, I just thought of it right now. Like, whoa. Like, shit. Is it that bad?
Yeah, my family, like, everybody was light skinned except for me.
Yeah, same.
And,
adopted?
Nah, I wasn't adopted. But
sure.
Like,
seen the papers?
A thousand percent, bro. I know my mom made me. I could tell. But yeah, man, everybody's light skinned. And we used to go for, like, family gatherings and. And like niggas were literally kind of like, and it's funny, it happens in Africa because everybody's black in Africa.
Yeah.
But basically, they just push me to the side and then focus on the three other kids because they're all light skinned. Right. And then it's like, oh, and I be in the corner and I know they fucking push me to the side. And I'm like, yo, you know, fuck these niggas. I'm going to come back with some money. And I'm not going to feed none of you guys, bro. Like, yeah. But it was one of those ones where you could just tell treated people with different skin tones a bit better than they treated you. And it's fucked up because it's happening in Africa too.
I mean, things like that are part of the reasons why I really don't believe in racism. I believe in institutionalized racism where like people are not getting jobs because of their skin color or their race. But like racism in the sense that like a black person doesn't like a white person, doesn't like a black person just because of their color. There are people in Nigeria where they are all black, and they don't hate they hate a certain tribe, or they won't give a job to a certain man because he's from a certain tribe. And that is very similar to racism. That's like tribalism. But just because they are the same color, now we are going to say it's tribalism. When at the end of the day, it's all discrimination, like across the board. So like, me, I'm against like total discrimination, but I don't think racism on its own holds any like strong power or diminishes like the black community in any way, or any even the white community in any way.
That's true. I feel like people are always gonna find a reason to kind of separate and call people different things. Even with the Arab community, they differentiate the people who are from a certain part.
Certain Arabs, yeah.
People who are obviously Indians as well, the light skinned Indians and the dark skinned Indians. Yeah. It happens everywhere. If they don't find a reason to separate, like, I think it's a human thing. It's a human trait to kind of.
Yeah.
Same way, if you're in class, you always have the two or three cliques, and it's just we have to form our own groups, form our own social hierarchies, and whatever. So I think in a way it's a bad thing, but at the same time it's human nature. So you can't really fault people for it. At the same time,
when you say human nature, I don't know if you remember the characteristics of human beings from like elementary school or high school, where they teach you I don't remember what it was, but reproduction.
Oh, I forget.
Movements.
I forget those. What are they?
I don't remember them, but I know the acronym was Mr. 90D.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if do you remember that?
I remember that line.
Mr. 90D.
Sure, I do. I think I do.
Yeah. So now, when Hasid said it's just like natural for human, do you think it's human tendency, or like it's a characteristics for human beings to discriminate and divide? Because I do. So do you guys think it's a characteristic for human beings to always want to divide? Because we have so many examples of how like we as human beings divide ourselves.
Like what?
So for example, like white and black, tall and short, short people, saying like just like different tribes, sex, religion, many divisions for human beings. Yeah. So do you think discrimination, maybe not discrimination, but like division is a main characteristic for human beings?
Division, or you mean like just like
categorizing? Yeah. I have no specifics, but like just on that.
Like separating?
Yeah, separating basically, yeah.
I feel like it's just an easier way to measure.
Measure what?
Just to measure. If you categorize something, it's better to measure, like, you know, tall, shorts.
We mean in terms of, like, basically people being in different groups to go against each other. So the same way there's different tribes, and obviously if you go to Nigeria, there's tribalism. People treat people different. Mostly if you're in the north, you're going to notice it a bit more. Mm. Well, I did in the north anyway. People of different ethnic groups treat you a bit different. If you're an Indian and you're light-skinned Indian or dark-skinned Indian, you get treated different because of your skin tone. Like, those type of differences. You think that's part of human nature or what?
Nah, I don't think so. I just think it's basically, this all goes back from generations and generations of, what's it called? Like, society, of how we're brought up.
You know, the system, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just goes way back and back and back. And like,
so that means it's human tendency, innit?
Yes. It's just. I'll have to agree.
Tough question here. Tough question.
I have to agree. Because yeah, it is. It is. I'll agree with that.
That's crazy.
And on that note, motherfuckers, it's been an hour. We're about to call it a night here.
Ready?
Get some wine, get some spliff. Enjoy your night. Have a good night.
Yeah. That's all from us, 503 Podcast.
Yeah, we out this bitch.
We're out. Peace. Stay safe. Wash hands. COVID-19.